Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
If you ever met Otis Kemp, you would probably think he's a basketball player or an NFL player. But hailing from Carroll City, Florida, and with roots extending to the Bahamas, Otis Kemp stands as a cutting-edge gospel singer, songwriter, and composer. Known for his revolutionary fusion of gospel and R&B and cultural influences, Otis has become a viral sensation, captivating audiences with a million views on social media. I'm honored to have met him, and after this song that he has with Lena Bird Miles, I'll speak with Otis in a live interview. Here he is with his song, Everything. This is Real Gospel.
Captain, yeah, Slink. You used to be stressed, broke all the time. Got your friends looking like, what are you doing now? You got God in your life, everything just right. Went from the bus stop, now you're pulling up nice. My God, so amazing, could have left me for dead, but he saved me. One time for the king, I'm just saying. You are everything to me.
You're the one I can always count on.
Yeah.
Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I am so honored to have on the program with me the one, the only, the anointed man of God, Otis Kemp. Welcome to Real Gospel, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me, my brother. How are you today?
Oh, I'm excellent. I am excellent. Now, I'm not sure if you remember me, but about close to a year now, you were here in Nashville, Tennessee, Pre-Dev Showcase, and we sat at the same table.
Wow.
We sat at the same table.
I think we took a picture together, too.
We did. We shot a quick video.
I got you.
That's right. That's me. So, yeah, I'm that guy.
What's up, man?
yeah, I'm that guy. So, yeah. So, for the listeners, that's us. We get reacquainted with each other. And so, how have you been, by the way?
Man, I've been great. I can't complain. I thank God for the highs and the lows.
Amen. Amen. You want to talk about it?
Sure. I mean, just highs and lows, meaning just about life, just the journey. You know, David said, in my affliction, that's when I knew him to be a deliverer, a healer. You know, if every day the sun is shining, you know, and everything is perfect, then you wouldn't need him at all, you know. But you need to understand that the highs and the lows are part of the process in order for you to be equipped on who you need to be in the body of Christ. So I thank him for the highs and the lows. And all things, I give him praise.
Amen. Amen. So I think that's a wonderful time to take an opportunity to introduce yourself to the listeners. There may be somebody who just found Christ on yesterday and they're not familiar with you, gospel music, anything. So tell them a little bit about where you're from, because you hail from Florida, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, give us some background into your life and how you grew up and how you first fell in love with Jesus.
Sure. Well, I am a son of a preacher. My dad's a bishop here in Miami, Florida. And I just grew up, you know, in the streets of Miami and in church. So, you know, figuring out what was my place in this world. Most people would think I would play sports because I am about 6'6".
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Stature. Yeah. Most people think I play sports, but I thank God for the stature because it gives me an opportunity to show the love of Christ and to introduce, you know, my Lord and Savior to people. Even when I was in the streets, I still was a person that people would always come to about God and about the Bible. So the Bible talks about the gift coming without repentance. I always had this thing about me where people knew that I had a relationship with God. So me being, like I said, a son of a preacher, you know, I had adolescent issues like most kids, trying to figure this thing out, and got kicked out of every school here in Miami, and, you know, had to figure out, okay, wait a minute, I got to find an alternative to, you know, to redirect, and music was that thing. I played sports, but I didn't love it, and I believe you need to have passion for whatever you do. So music was my passion and still is my passion. And so I started doing music in church and then professionally with some friends of mine here in South Florida. We started a record company. It's called Po' Boy Entertainment. So if you ever heard of Jackie O, or Briscoe, Rick Ross, Flo Rida, those are my family members. We
always been
music together quite some time. So God allowed me, I felt like Joseph, he allowed me to go in Pharaoh's house, you know, learn things and also bring it back to his kingdom. So, yeah, man, that's right there in a nutshell.
I like that. I mean, I love it, actually, because I feel like I do that on the radio side. You know, I spent a number of years in commercial radio and selling radio advertising and, you know, playing R&B and playing Rick Ross and Flo Rida. And so here we are talking about the love of God. That's what we're doing right here with you. So God is good, and he's brought you full circle. And so let's talk about Everything, the song that you did with Lena Bird Miles. And she's been a guest on the program, by the way. So how'd you two collaborate?
Yeah, me and Lena had been traveling last year, just being on a couple of different venues together. And just started bonding. And a friend of mine was like, man, what do you think about Lena getting on this song? I was like, oh, that'd be crazy. So when I saw her, I saw her in Louisiana, we were in Louisiana, and I said, Nina, I got a record for you. She like, for real, bro? I'm like, yes, I got a record for you. And so we started talking again about it. Then later on, I showed her the record. She loved it, got in touch with, you know, Warren and everybody. And, man, we made it happen. You know what I mean? Warren heard the record. He loved it. Shout out to My Block. You know, a lot of people don't know
that.
Yeah. You know, people don't have to collab with you. But, you know, Warren, I'm like, listen, we're both, you know, two emerging artists. Both of us coming off off a number one record. It'd be great for the kingdom, for the culture that we collab. You know what I mean? And he's like, yo, man, I love it, Otis. Let's do it. So, man, shout out to them. And Lena just killed it. We actually did this record over FaceTime. So it's crazy that we, because she's in California.
Wow.
And I'm in South Florida, so the time is like much different, right? But hey, man, we utilized it and it worked out. You know what I mean?
Well, how'd y'all do that though? You just glossed over that. I mean, how'd y'all do the over? You got to describe that to us. This is ready.
Man, we were on FaceTime. The engineer was FaceTime, and we were FaceTiming, and I had to show her, you know, hey, Lena, this is how I wanted to go, and you know what I mean, whatever have you. And she's like, okay, bro, I got you. You know what I mean? Like, just doing it over the phone, just like that. And it's just, I don't know, man, God. I'm going to be totally honest with you. That's just God, because, you know, it's God, man. I'm telling you, because it's not easy to do that. You know what I mean? And I've been producing vocals for a long time. So I thank God, like I said, those early years in hip-hop and R&B, and also, you know, working with the Commodores when I was younger and things like that, you know, just it prepared me for where God is taking me now, brother. That's all I can tell people. Like, you know, I hear Kobe Bryant talks about, you know, he was alive, he's talking about practicing. And I learned a long time ago from a guy, he said, proper planning prevents poor performances. And I really believe that.
Hey, man, that's amazing. And so what else are you collaborating on? What else can we expect from, you know, the music side? You behind the steering wheel now.
Yeah, well, man, listen, a lot of music. I'm dropping a lot of singles, and some of them, you know, just for, you know, for digital purposes. But I just collaborated, joint teams with Capitol Records and Rethink. So I thank God for that opportunity. And so it's opened so many doors for me to get music, you know, to a larger audience. And you can expect my album coming out June. This year, June, my entire project will drop. It's called 3910, Where It All Began.
Okay. What's going to be on the project? Talk to us.
What's going to be on that?
Yeah. Who you collaborate with? What's, you know, give us a, you know, you got a season to sort of.
Oh, you want the inside food. Scoop,
that's right, yeah.
Well, I'll give you one. I got my sister Tasha Page Lockhart on there.
Okay.
Yeah, Tasha Page Lockhart is on there. My brother Jason Claiborne collab with me. So yeah, I got some heavy hitters on there, man. We're gonna have some fun.
That's what's up. We're
gonna have some fun.
So what advice can you give aspiring artists who are trying to make it, who are trying to figure out what the right thing to do is, and maybe right now they're in between, you know, trying to understand R&B and secular music, but they may be in church, or maybe they're doing secular music and they're thinking they want to do things more for God. I mean, minister to them really quick.
Well, I would say make sure you know what you want to do. Like, everyone's not a gospel artist. You know, I do life music. They call me a gospel artist, but I think that what I do is called life music, because you can put a title on anything. That doesn't make you what you're calling yourself. My grandma say, may the life I live speak for me. If you're not showing the love of Christ, then you should be having that title. You know, you got to walk out what you're singing. And we should be examples of that. I think business-wise, we need to understand the difference. Business and ministry, two different things. You can operate in both of them, but you need balance. And where do you get balance from? Well, you get balance from the one that created the balance. So the Holy Spirit would give you insight, oversight, and discernment on how to operate. Everybody's not meant to do the same thing. Joseph was in Pharaoh's house over Pharaoh's affairs, wore his clothes, and had a signature ring that had authority over Pharaoh's situations. But his heart and his posture and his reverence was to the Lord. So much that he ran from Pharaoh's wife because she snatched his clothes off. That's how much he honored God. And that wasn't no ugly woman, okay? She probably was the most beautiful thing over there with them. And it's Pharaoh's wife. What am I saying to you? That you got to know what your calling is. And what I'm doing may not be what God calls you to do. And what you're doing is not what God called me to do. But if we do what God called everybody to do, then guess what? We'll be doing the right things. So that's what I would tell them. Make sure you're doing what God called you to do.
Okay. You know, while you were speaking like that, I can only, one word came to mind, and that is pastor. Pastor Otis Kemp.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Know.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I minister. Yeah, I love the Word of God. I teach Bible study now. I minister at my dad's church.
Yeah.
Trust me, it's all on me. I can't even run from it. It's been like this my whole life. So
yeah.
I'm embracing it. I ain't running no more.
So where are you preaching at next?
Right now I'm just preaching at my dad's church, just helping him out. You know what I mean? And whatever doors got open, I don't go looking for things, man. I think if you let God do it, it'll work out just fine. You know what I mean? I mean, I remember when I first started, you know, when I left hip hop and I left at the height of the career, when we just got signed to Def Jam and all the Atlantic Records, and I left and moved to Orlando and people thought I was crazy. But if God didn't separate me, I probably wouldn't be on the phone with you right now. So it was already designed. And I thought that, you know, and the hardest thing was to see my friends all on TV, all on these major stages and platforms that I help, you know, bring it to fruition. And I said, God, you know, you forgot about me, you know what I mean? But he wouldn't let nobody get his glory. So I was able to get a number one record on Billboard, which had never been done in South Florida. No gospel artist down here has never achieved that. So my God has never forsaken me. He's still giving me records that are ministering to people across the world. Not only ministering to people, but giving people hope, making them smile throughout the day. Every song you write don't have to be talking about, you know, holy, holy, holy. No, let the life you live be holy. And talk about happiness, peace, joy. You know what I mean? Compassion. That's the love of God. So I ain't trying to preach, man. Let me do you.
That's okay. We'll take it all day because you've got the anointing on you. There it is. So we'll let you have the last word, the one and only Pastor Otis Kemp. I'm speaking it on you, man. Tell the listeners where they can get your music and where they can find you.
Sure. Listen, if you want to follow me on Instagram, you got to type in I am Otis, O-T-I-S, Kemp, K-E-M-P. That's I am Otis Kemp. And you can please follow me on Instagram and, you know, subscribe to it. YouTube, the same thing, Otis Kemp. I got new music on there. I just released a new song called It's All Right. People are loving this record. I just performed it this weekend with about 6,000 people out there in Miami. We had a big festival. Also, I got a new record dropping on the 26th of this month. It's called Blessings, featuring my brother Briscoe. So, man, I'm dropping music every month. So, you know, you guys stay tuned, stay connected, and follow me.
All right. The one and only Otis Kemp, thank you so much for spending time with us on Real Gospel.
Thank you so much,
my brother. You're welcome.
Have a blessed day.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Men. And the Real Flashback Song of the Hour is on the way.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.